Good evening, everyone. I'm Ahmed Mustafa. I'm a member of the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees. I'm a Palestinian refugee, and I live in Montreal for about 4 years now. The Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees is a self-organized group of Palestinian refugees themselves and some other volunteers. We have been campaigning for about 2 years now to resist the discriminative and the racist policies of Immigration Canada and demanding the stopping the deportation of the Palestinian refugees and regularizing them based on humanitarian and compassionate grounds. Through our campaign, we have built a political base for our struggle, and we have been supported by different groups and different human rights organizations in Canada, in Quebec, and all over the world. And we had our demands endorsed by different political parties in Canada, like the NDP and the Bloc Québécois. This event is a benefit show for the CQET, and I'm here very honored to be speaking at this event regarding what the CQET have been doing for the coalition and for Palestinian refugees since the time we have begun our campaign. CQET have endorsed our demands since the beginning and has been always supportive for us and has been always the voice for the people who are in the front lines of the struggle. My role and my experience in the Coalition Against Deportation of Palestinian Refugees has put me in direct contact with the media in Montreal and in Canada. I've been doing the role of the spokesperson of the coalition and spokesperson of the Palestinian refugees, and I've been contacting the media, all sort of media. And I have to tell you that it's very different dealing with the community-based media like CQET, and it's very different from the mainstream media. I like what Aaron said, that the CQET and community-based media are the journalists who are embedded in the society. It's really, it's very true what Aaron said, and I like that phrase because it's the truth. Unlike the CQET and the community-based media, the mainstream media journalists sometimes use the people of the struggle as tools and as objects for their documentary, for their job, and they forget about the human side of these people's story and the human struggle and the feeling and the emotion and the situation these people are going through. They deal with them just as tools and just as ways to do a good job and to get a promotion from their boss and to get a raise in their salary and forget about the people's human struggle. Most of the times the refugees in the mainstream media are treated as guilty until proven innocent. And I would like to share with you some examples which happened to me while I was dealing with the media throughout the coalition. One journalist, once we were picketing at 1010 St. Antoine in front of Immigration Canada against the deportation of one Palestinian refugee who comes from a refugee camp, and Immigration Canada decided to refuse his refugee claim and to send him back to live as a refugee in a refugee camp, stateless, without any citizenship. So we were picketing at Immigration Canada, and we were manifesting that discriminative behavior of Immigration Canada. So one journalist, a newspaper journalist, came to me, and after asking me a couple of questions, at that time was the incident of burning the library of a Jewish school, which is terrible. And she, after asking me a couple of questions, she goes, "Do you think the Palestinian refugees in Montreal has something to do with that?" I was like, "No, I don't think so." But, I mean, that's funny. Sometimes it's not funny. Sometimes, like, you are touched, and with her it was funny, and I laughed like you did now. But sometimes it's not funny. Another journalist from RDE, French Radio Canada, he was trying to make a documentary about underground person who lives here illegally and the way he lives. So he got in contact with the coalition, and he called me on my cell asking about my situation, if I was interested in a documentary, and asking about my status. When I told him I'm not illegal, I don't have status, but I have legal temporary status here waiting for my refugee claim to be started. So he's like, okay, but do you expect deportation? I was like, maybe, you know, after your hearing is refused, you just expect deportation. So I forgot about all about him. And 3 weeks later, he calls me. He asked, Ahmed, what happened with you? Did you get the letter of deportation? So all he was caring about is that his documentary being done and get a good job done for mainstream CBC Radio Canada. Another story was recently happened to me, CBC Radio, again, CBC Radio, when a journalist decided to make a documentary on a Palestinian refugee in Montreal facing deportation. She did the interview with me. She goes to my wife, and I have to mention here that I'm married for a year now with a Canadian, with the woman I love, and we are married for a year now. So she goes to interview my wife, and she forget about asking her about how she feels about my struggle as a Palestinian refugee, how she feels about the Palestinians in general, how I dealt with her family, and if I was accepted or not. And all was she was asking her about the nature of our marriage and how we can prove our marriage is for love and not for papers. And that was all her interview. So this is mainstream media, which treats us as guilty until we are proven innocent. And after all this, after the direct experience with the media here in Canada, and from what I see on television and from what I read in newspaper, I just don't have any trust in mainstream media. And I will continue to deal with the media. I'll continue to be the spokesperson for the coalition with the media, but I will treat the mainstream journalists as guilty until they prove innocent for me. But I do not have any reason to trust them. From what I see, not only covering the Palestinian struggle here, but covering the broader Palestinian struggle in Palestine, and how they change the apartheid wall and it becomes a security wall. After seeing all that, and after seeing the people who are misquoted and their quotes are taken out of the context, I have no reason to believe in the mainstream media. And I think that's all what I have to say. I would like to thank CKUT and community-based media, because it's the real place where the real people of the struggle can go and can make their voice heard. Thank you very much.